It was the summer before my senior year in college. My little brother, always interested in military stuff, had gotten a pair of night vision goggles for his birthday and he left them at my apartment. One night I was bored and I decided to go and try the goggles out at a wooden hiking area slash nature preserve nearby. In retrospect, this seems like a very stupid idea since I was all by myself and female, but I was young and stupid and I got myself all excited at the possibility of seeing deer and other woodland creatures in their natural nighttime habitat. I was familiar with these woods. My best friend and I had hiked there at night before, and we'd never run into anyone else. Our area is mostly rural and pretty safe, so I didn't anticipate any trouble. I parked in a little sparsely lit parking area, ignored the sign park closes at 10, and entered the woods. Night vision goggles in hand. It was a half moon that night, and that was the only light that filtered down through the canopy of trees. It was pretty dark, and I didn't want to put on the goggles until I found a place to sit down, so I lit my way with the mini mag light on my keychain. A couple of times, I thought I heard a little rustling in the woods a fair distance away, but it was nothing out of the ordinary, and I put it down to animal activity. Hopefully, the deer I'd come hoping to see. After I'd hiked in a fair distance, I found a fallen log to sit on and put on the goggle. I don't know if you ever used night vision goggles before, but the effect is impressive. They can turn near pitch darkness into bright as day. Everything appears in shades of green, but quite bright and clear. For a while, I had a blast looking around from my fallen log vantage point. Some chipmunks played around in the leaves nearby, and a big owl blinked its lamp-like eyes at me from a tree branch. No deer, though, and I started to think that maybe they wouldn't be likely to come anywhere near me, darkness or no, if I sat right out in the open on a log. So, I decided to find a place where I could be a little bit more hidden. I made my way a little deeper into the woods and finally found a huge tree, perfect for climbing. I've always loved climbing trees, so it was nothing for me to hoist myself up a few branches and settle in to wait for my deer. I didn't get to see any. What I did see, though, lit up in bright night vision green after about 10 minutes of waiting was this. A man dressed head to toe in dark colored clothing, making his way stealthily through the woods. He was coming from the same direction I'd come and was clearly trying to stay hidden, moving from tree to tree and glancing around carefully before moving on again. It looked very much like he was looking for someone. It took me a few moments to notice that he was carrying something, and when I saw what it was, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. He had a knife, a big one, and he was gripping it as if he expected to use it in the very near future. It wasn't deer hunting season, and this was a nature preserve where hunting of any kind was prohibited. And at any rate, the guy was alone and not dressed like a hunter anyway. There were no deer in sight, and very few hunters kill their prey with knives. I was suddenly horribly aware of my situation. A young woman alone, weaponless, in the middle of the woods at night. This was the 90s, so no cell phones yet. Even if I had one, I wouldn't have felt safe using it, lest I draw his attention. I didn't know how he was able to see so well in the dark. I guess his eyes had just adjusted, and I was terrified he would look up and see me. I sat there, afraid to move, afraid to breathe, and watched him as he continued his methodical and stealthy process of scanning the forest for whoever or whatever the hell he was stalking. I scanned around but couldn't see anyone else, even from my high vantage point, and the sickening thought struck me that he might be looking for me. I remember the rustling noises I'd heard in the woods when I first arrived, and then I thought back further and remembered something else. A white car that had followed too close behind me for most of my drive to the nature preserve. I'd been annoyed and a little freaked out at the time, but when I turned into the nature preserve parking area, the white car had passed me and driven on its way, and I hadn't thought anything more of it. Now I wondered, horrified, if this was the driver of that car, if he'd circled back and seen my parked car alone in the lot, if he'd come in after me. I sat paralyzed with fear and watched the man for what felt like forever, but it's probably another half hour or so. It was a heart-stopping moment when he paused right underneath my tree, and I was sure he was going to look up and find me, but he didn't. After a while, he seemed to give up on whatever plan he had in mind. I heard him say, "Screw it," and he started heading back in the direction he'd come, the direction of the parking area. I stayed in the tree, wet with sweat and crying, until the sun came up a few hours later. Then I climbed down and, still terrified, gripping the little can of pepper spray on my keychain, I made my way as fast as I could to the parking lot. The man had been there. My windshield had been smashed with a rock, and somebody had scraped all down the sides of my car with something sharp, presumably a giant knife that I'm lucky didn't end up in my chest. So I'm thankful for the night vision goggles that let me see him before he could see me, and I'm thankful for big trees with sturdy branches. The following account occurred roughly 3 years ago, during the summer of 2012. It's always been difficult for me to talk about, but I have found writing about it to be therapeutic. I was 17 at the time, and I had just gotten my first job. I lived in rural western Virginia in a small mountain community. My mom's friend owned a camping resort not far from my house that had a general store, and said she'd pay me to help out in the store during the busy months in the summer. It was a pretty easy job, and I met a lot of out-of-towners, which was nice because our community could get so isolated. Most of us lived pretty far away from each other. One day, a big burly mountain man type came into the store. He was in his late 40s, early 50s, probably 6'5" and about 280 pounds. He looked really dirty, like he worked outside a lot. His clothes were sort of tattered and he had a long beard. We had a few of the woodsy hermit types in the area and he definitely looked like one of them. He bought some basic items, one of which was one of our homemade bars of soap. When he came to the register, he looked me up and down carefully. He didn't talk for a minute, just stared. His people skills clearly needed work. "Did you make this soap?" he asked gruffly. "Possibly," I said. "I help out with that sometimes." "Make a lot of your own stuff?" "Toiletries and things like that, yeah." "I like that," he said, nodding to himself. I honestly didn't know how to respond. I quickly rang up his items, and he paid with crumpled money. Right before he left, he asked, "You cook, too?" "Sometimes," I replied. "Bet the boys around here are itching to marry you," he said as he smiled to himself. I said nothing. I was puzzled as to what I said that stood out as wife material. I told Krista, my mom's friend slash boss, about the bizarre encounter, and she laughed it off. So did my family and friends. But then, Mountain Man started turning up more often. We chatted a little bit here and there, and I found out he had a cabin in the woods, which he claimed he built with his bare hands. He said he hunted and lived off the land, other than the things he bought at the store. One time, he even said I had the burthen hips that men lust after, and I shuddered. He even started inviting me to fish with him, hunt with him, see his place, etc., and I always politely declined. But he got more and more consistent. I told Krista about how uncomfortable he was starting to make me. The intensity with which he said those things really scared me. He said that when he came in, just to go get her and she would ring him up. So, thanks to her, I started speaking to him less, and I thought I wouldn't have to deal with him anymore. But one night, I was closing up and it was late, around 10 at night. Krista had left about an hour before and I was leaving by myself. The only two cars in front of the store were an old blue pickup and mine. I was immediately alarmed because I knew Mountain Man drove a blue pickup. But I didn't see him in the lot, just his car, so I walked quickly to my car and checked the back seat before I started her up. But then, when I first turned the key in the ignition, I got nothing but sputters. I tried several more times and got scared quickly. Of all nights, why is this happening tonight? I remember asking myself angrily. Just as I was reaching for my phone to call for help, there was a loud pounding on the driver's side window. I'm shocked that I didn't piss myself. I didn't even want to look because I knew it was him. But I did, and my suspicions were confirmed. He smiled a big grin at me, showing me exactly which teeth were missing. "Need some help?" he said loudly through the window. I shook my head furiously. "My dad is on his way," I said, hoping to scare him off. I hadn't spoken to my dad in years. Mountain Man laughed. "No, he's not," he said. "Open the door." The hairs on my neck stood up straight. How did he know I was bluffing? "No," I said firmly. "Leave me alone." Suddenly, he looked angry. He pulled the handle, but I had locked all the doors when I first got in. He kept furiously pulling the handle and started pounding on the window. "Leave now or I'm calling the cops," I screamed at him. He clearly wasn't getting the message, so I pulled out my phone and called 911. I must have sounded hysterical to the dispatcher, and I knew she could hear him pounding. He said that she would have officers out ASAP, but out here, that could be a while. "The cops are on their way. Leave now," I screamed at the mountain man, who didn't seem to let it deter him. But after a few more minutes of pounding, he suddenly stopped and walked back to his truck. I watched him go, hopeful that he would leave me alone. Then he started walking back towards me with a freaking crowbar in hand. "No," I screamed at him. "Get the heck away from me." He started swinging at the driver's side window with a crowbar. I ducked down into the passenger seat on the floor and covered the back of my neck like they teach you in those tornado drills. I heard the sickening crack of the window, but not for long. Suddenly, I heard male voices shouting, telling the men to get away from the car. I sat up and saw two men approaching, one with a shotgun pointed at him. I recognized them as a couple of guests staying at the resort for a camping trip. I breathed a sigh of relief and got out of the car, telling them that the police were on the way. I thanked them profusely as we waited for the police, and surprisingly, Mountain Man didn't make any moves to get away, but the cops came pretty quickly after that, so he didn't have much of a chance. They took him away and I gave them my statement. I was pretty shaken up for a while afterwards. A few weeks later, I finally got the scoop on the man. Apparently, he had a history of mental illness. He had been in and out of state institutions. He really had been living in an old cabin in the woods where he wasn't taking his meds and his issues were only getting worse. My cousin Luke is a cop and later on he told me some more about the case that he had heard about through some other officers. The police did a search of the cabin after the incident to see if there was anything that might be of interest to them. They found a journal that the mountain man kept. Apparently in it, he said he was lonely and wanted a wife. He mentioned me by name a lot, my stupid name tag, and Luke said there were a lot of lewd things in there about me that he didn't want to share but tried to put it simply by saying that the man had a detailed plan to abduct me, starting with sabotaging my car engine to get me into a vulnerable position. When Luke said that, I nearly bursted into tears, thinking about how horribly that night could have gone if those two men hadn't come along. Thankfully, he has been put back into a state institution. With any luck, he'll stay there for good.
This happened back when I was in high school, but it's something that I will never forget. I was home alone for the weekend. My parents went out of town for a work conference, and they both worked at the same company. This happened a few times a year, and it was always fun for me, because when I was home alone, I would just eat pizza and play video games and stay up late. It was cool to have that kind of independence in high school, and my older brother was in college, so it was cool to have the whole place to myself. Our neighborhood was pretty nice. We were not super rich or anything, but overall, it was one of the nicer neighborhoods in our city. So I remember on Friday night with my parents out of town, I had been hanging out around the house just playing video games and stuff after I had got back from school. I was planning to just stay up until I got too tired to stay awake anymore, and it would probably be about 1 a.m. or so. I remember that at around 10 o'clock at night, there was a knock at the front door to the house. I went over to a front window to look out of it before answering the door to see who was there. Even though I was experienced in being home alone, it was still always a little creepy at night, or if somebody was at the door. We didn't really get many people at the door, especially late at night. After looking out the window, I saw a cop standing on the front step. Surprisingly to me, right after I noticed him, he looked over and noticed me in the window. He smiled and waved at me in a friendly way. Seeing now that it was a cop, I figured I'd better answer the door for him. And he seemed cheerful, so I didn't think it was anything bad. I went over to the door and opened it. The policeman said hi and sorry to bother me so late at night. He was nice, but something about him seemed a little off. I didn't know what it was, if it was his uniform or something like that, or how he was talking or what. But after I said hi, he told me that he was looking for a suspect in the area. He said that he didn't want to scare me, but he had reason to believe that the suspect might be hiding out in the area, possibly in someone's backyard. Then he asked me if I had seen or heard anything strange, and I said no, because I hadn't. He then asked me if my parents or anybody else was home, and I said no. Obviously, I wasn't going to lie to a cop. So he then told me that I was probably not in any danger, but he just wanted to look around in our backyard. I said that it was okay, and then he left. The whole thing seemed a little weird, but overall, I didn't think too much of it. I was sort of creeped out that there was a suspect in the area, but if a cop was here looking for him, I felt safer about it. So I just went back to my video games at that point. About 20 minutes later, there was another knock on the front door. I went there and saw that the cop was back. I opened the door, and he told me that he was working with other law enforcement and the FBI or something like that. I don't remember the exact words he used, but that was basically what he was saying. Something along those lines. He then said that they had an investigation going. He told me to go and leave the back door unlocked and to stay away from that area of the house. I must have had a confused look on my face at that point. The cop then said that he couldn't get into any details but to trust him, and the matter would be resolved by the morning, and that I was probably safe. I said okay, and then I went in the house and unlocked the back door. Then I went back over to the cop and told him that I did. He said that he would be in touch, and then he left. After that, I was super confused. I was trying to think of why I would have to unlock the back door. Did the cops want to use my house as a hideout or something? I had no idea, but I stayed away from that part of the house like I was instructed. Then I went back to playing video games for probably an hour or so. But the whole time, I was feeling more and more creeped out. I didn't feel safe going to sleep. I was paranoid that the criminal guy might get in the back door of the house that was now unlocked. I looked out a window into the backyard, but there was nothing. No cops, nobody at all. I knew that I wouldn't get any sleep, and it was now almost midnight, so I decided to call the local police department. I wanted to get more information or an update of if the guy was caught. Maybe they had found the guy and I wasn't in any danger at all. So I called the police and explained the situation. I was met with confusion at first, but I was soon told that there was no police officer investigating anything in the area and that the guy I encountered sounded like a fake cop. There was no suspect in the area either. They told me to lock the door and said that they would send a real officer to my house. So I quickly ran down and locked the back door to the house. Then I waited. When the real officer got there, he was way different than the other guy. From the way he talked to how his uniform looked, it was way more professional, and I realized that the other guy was definitely a fake. The real cops looked around for the guy for a while, but they couldn't find him. Then they left. After that, the fake cop never returned. I was a little scared for the rest of the weekend, but nothing else happened. Looking back, it was a crazy situation. I think the fake cop was planning to break into our house or something. He probably was going to wait until later that night when I was maybe asleep. I also think that he was nearby in the area and he must have seen the real cops there and that's why he never returned. Either that or possibly he did try to enter the house, but the door was locked so he went away. I also think he might have been working with someone else. Either way, he was a fake and I'm glad that I called the real police about the situation. I've been a police officer for a while now. I will tell you the experience that I have so far that creeps me out the most. This was when I was pretty new to being an officer. I was on patrol and driving the pretty standard police car. It was late at night and probably about 11 p.m. There was a call for a noise complaint that I was going to investigate. To me, it seemed like not that big of a deal, but you never know what can happen. So it was just me going to the scene. No other officers were there or going to go there. I drove to the address and the neighborhood was pretty quiet, but average for the most part. I guess I would say that the houses were a little more spread out here with larger yards. There was also a good amount of trees in the area. And on this particular street, many of the houses had large woods bordering the ends of their backyards. This was part of a nearby park and golf course, and overall just more wild area. This street was kind of the last one in the neighborhood before the more wild land. So anyways, I parked my car on the side of the road in front of the address. Then I walked up the sidewalk and up the driveway. The house in question looked old and it looked like nobody was home. I observed that all the windows were covered by shades and all the lights in the house appeared to be off as well. The grass in the front yard was overgrown and there were no cars in the driveway. Overall, the entire property was in rough shape. I wasn't hearing any noise though, so I walked up to the front door and tried ringing the doorbell. I heard nothing at all. After a little while, I knocked on the door, but there was still nothing. I waited about a minute and looked around. The whole neighborhood was very quiet. I looked at the house number and I was definitely at the right address. I knocked one more time and announced myself. There was still nothing. As I was standing there on the front step and looking around, I saw a neighbor. A car drove down the street and pulled into the driveway next door. I left the front step and started walking over to them. The neighbor parked in the driveway of their house and then left the car. It was a woman and I waved to her and then walked over. I asked her if she knew the neighbors next door at all, and I pointed to the house. She told me that nobody lived there and that the house had been abandoned for a while. This surprised me to hear that, but it also didn't surprise me that much given the condition of the property. I asked her if anybody ever went there or if she heard loud noises. She said no, and she wasn't aware of anybody ever being there. I told her to have a good night, and then I walked back over to the house, feeling confused. I was going to knock one more time, and then I guess leave. Because there didn't seem to be anybody there and there wasn't any noise going on that I heard. When I got back over to the front step, I was approaching it and I was sure that I heard somebody inside. It was the sound of somebody moving away from the front of the house and walking towards the back of it. The footsteps were easy to hear because of how quiet it was. After hearing this, I knocked on the door again and announced myself. I really thought that they would answer that time. I knew someone was in there. But still, there was nothing. I stood there for about another minute and then I left the front step. But I did not leave. Instead, I walked around to the side of the house and then the backyard. I was wondering if maybe there was a more common door used, such as one at the side, and I was also curious to see if there were any signs of people in the backyard or other places on the property. Possibly there would be sign of forced entry if the house was in fact vacant and somebody had broken in. It was very dark back there. I walked around, but didn't see anything out of the normal. It was very overgrown back there as well, and so that didn't help much. I spent maybe 5 minutes walking the property, and then went back around. When I got towards the front of the house again, I heard a loud noise. It sounded like something being smashed, almost like somebody was taking a baseball bat to the kitchen and just smashing stuff. It was very loud. I couldn't see in the windows, and obviously did not know what it was. But I now knew what the noise complaint had probably been about. I walked back over to the front step quickly, and then I banged on the front door. The loud noises had gone on for maybe 30 seconds. As soon as I knocked on the door, though, they abruptly stopped. Once more, nobody came to the door, and the house became silent again. As I was standing there on the step, I suddenly heard the back door to the house open. When it did, I instantly left the step and ran around the house. I got into the backyard and saw a man standing at the backside of the yard. I yelled at him to stop, but he didn't even turn back and look at me. He was not running, but walking rather quickly and heading straight for the woods. I ran after him as the guy entered the thick forest. I couldn't make out much about him because I really only saw his backside. By the time I reached the woods, he had been in there for a good 30 seconds. It was really overgrown back there and also very hard to see. Using my flashlight, I walked around in the woods looking for the man. I called out for him multiple times, and I sort of heard noises in the distance for a while, and I walked towards them, but soon things were quiet again. I looked around the woods for a good 10 minutes, but could not find the guy. Then I went back to the house. I called in what happened on the radio, and another officer in the area joined me on the scene. The back door to the house was wide open, and the house was confirmed to be vacant as well. Inside the house, it looked like things had been smashed with a bat, but nobody else was in there. We looked around more, but never found the man. Something about that night just really creeped me out, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. Maybe that's because it was my first time dealing with a situation where things went kind of unexpected. I'm really not sure what was going on there. I think the guy inside thought that I had left when I went in the backyard, and that's why he was smashing stuff again. Why he was smashing stuff at all, though, I don't know. And why he was even in the house, I also don't know, because the property was vacant. But when he left, he just kind of disappeared in the woods, and that was really strange. Overall, it was a crazy experience. A few years ago, I lived in an apartment by myself. I worked a job that I no longer have, but for the job, I would work all kinds of odd hours. It really messed up my sleep schedule, so I'm glad that I no longer work there. But one thing that I would do a lot in that time period is go on walks late at night, or all kinds of weird hours really. I would also sometimes walk in the early hours of the morning. Near my apartment, there was this really long walking trail. It went from the apartment complex to a park nearby, and a large part of the path went through the woods. In that area, the woods was massive, and it was also very dense. It was common to see animals such as deer or sometimes fox or even coyotes near the path. I know that walking on the path in the woods seems creepy at night, and it is, but I really wasn't that scared. I would walk the trail during the day too, but with my sleep schedule messed up, I'd go a lot at night. It would usually help me to be able to sleep when I would get back, and so that was part of why I would go. It was relaxing, and being outside in the fresh air also made me more relaxed when I got back home. And as you could guess, when I walked at night, I would never see anybody. The trail was quiet as it was, but during the nighttime there would never be anyone. Sometimes outside closer to the apartment complex here and there, I might see people taking their dogs out or something. But once I got into the woods, there was never anyone. I remember up until the night of this story, the scariest experience I had in the woods was when I came across a couple of deer. I heard a noise in the woods and it spooked me, but when I saw the deer, they crossed the path and I just kept going. So on this night, I went out at about 2 a.m. I had recently returned home from work, and it was a nice but cool evening. I wanted to get some fresh air and exercise and then go back and go to bed. When I got out there that night, things were quiet like usual. I didn't see anyone. I got into the woods and walked pretty far. I was maybe 20 minutes out there on the trail and like right in the middle of the thick forest. As I was walking, suddenly I noticed up ahead blue and red flashing police lights. They looked like they were coming from up the trail and right in the middle of the woods. They were to my left, and I thought that it was really strange, but it was hard to tell exactly where the lights were coming from because of how dark it was out there. I was confused nevertheless. I thought that maybe it was coming from a street in the distance behind the woods, and I was just seeing it through the woods. But the more I walked and the closer I got, it looked a lot more like the lights were coming from right in the middle of the forest off the trail. There were really no other paths going off trail, so this was strange. I kept going, and soon got as close as I could on trail to the lights. I looked at them, and they were definitely in the woods. I didn't really hear anything, though. Nobody talking or moving through the woods. I kept watching the lights, trying to make sense of them. Then I decided to take a few steps off the trail and into the forest to investigate. However, as I started to go off trail, the lights suddenly turned off. It was really strange. I now hardly saw anything in the dark. For some reason, I called out asking if anybody was there. Looking back, I don't know why I did that, but nevertheless, when I did, I got no response. I heard nothing at all. So at that point, I was feeling kind of creeped out and decided to head back. I walked back on the trail to my apartment. The whole time, I was looking over my shoulder every so often to see if the lights would return. They never did, and I went back home and then went to bed a short time later. I was confused about it, but overall forgot it pretty quickly. However, a few nights later, I went for a walk again pretty late. It was around the same time as before. I'm not sure if it was the same spot again, but overall, I remember seeing police lights off the trail in the woods again. This was really weird. I was very curious as to what these were. I thought that maybe they were some kind of security lights. I was sure that there was some logical explanation, but I was just curious as to what it was. So when I got closer, once more, I went off the path. Not long into this, the lights all turned off again. It was like the same thing as before. I thought that it was really weird how they turned off as soon as I got into the woods, but I kept going this time. I didn't really hear anything, and I didn't say anything this time. I walked for about 2 or 3 minutes off the trail going to where I had seen the lights. It was pretty thick woods, but soon, I reached a little clearing. I was sure that this is where the lights had been. I looked around and didn't see or hear anything strange at all. As I was looking around, I started to feel really creeped out. I asked if anybody was there, and I got no response. Then, as I was still in the clearing, I heard somebody moving in the woods behind me. It sounded like someone walking in the woods. They were farther in the woods and in the opposite direction of the path, and were heading towards me. I happened to be facing the opposite way towards the trail. When I heard whoever was there approaching, I just took off. I bolted for the woods and ran back for the trail. I didn't look to see who was there, and I was not chased, but I didn't stop running until I made it back on the trail. Then I jogged all the way back to my apartment. It was really strange, and I was super creeped out. The next day, I saw that there was a sign at the entrance of the woods, blocking the whole trail, that said that the trail was closed and to keep out. I had no idea why or what was going on there. Somebody was in the woods in the middle of the night, though. After like a week, the trail opened again. I did go down it a few more times and walk through the woods, but never again at night.